Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the XFL, week one went pretty well. Some compelling games, the rule changes, the way they broadcast, pulling back the curtain a little bit for the football fan, I thought was well received. Quality football, not bad. Not NFL, but not bad either. And they're underway, week number two. So far, so good for Vince and his new football league, new old football league. Here to give us some insight for us is a guy who hosts a show on XFLnews.com, Stefan Rejcek. Good enough to give us a couple minutes of XFL insight. Stefan, Jody Mack here in New York. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Quick correction, XFLnewsroom.com. Sorry.
What did I say? No, thank you for correcting me. What did I say?
It started out this way.
What did I say?
XFLnews.com. Wrong guy.
I left out the room?
Oh, it's
my bad. It says right here, XFLnewsroom.com. How the hell did I screw that up? My bad. I apologize. But
it's all good.
Other than me messing up your website address, you got to be pretty happy with a week and a half into the XFL, aren't you?
I couldn't be more excited for the league, right? So we've been covering the league for over a year now, and quite honestly, you never know what to expect going into these types of things. You know, the AAF did pretty well, but they couldn't finish out the season, so that's never good news going into something new like this. But, you know, after seeing the television presentation last week as well as the live experience down in Houston, everything has been top-notch so far. The games were a little bit slower today, but, you know, that's to be expected. You're going to get some, you know, high-scoring games, some low-scoring games. Overall, things are looking pretty good in my mind.
Yeah, when you say slower, less high-scoring, you're right. One team got shut out in the second game. Neither team got to 20. But the actual game itself has been quicker, and it was last week, and it is going to be again this week. And I think it's one of the rules that the XFL put in place that the NFL can take a little page out of, that between plays, you ask your guys to hustle up and get back to the line of scrimmage, and it makes for an enjoyable viewing. Agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's something that Commissioner Luck had brought up before, you know, the teams had even had coaches, is when they were doing their research, they found one of the things that fans, you know, didn't like about the NFL or football in general is that the games took too long. And, you know, good for the league putting focus on that, bringing in the shorter game clocks, like you mentioned, getting that hustle to make the games a little bit faster. You know, they're targeting around that 2.5 hour mark, definitely under 3 hours with overtime. And so far they've hit that mark.
What to you has been the biggest difference between the NFL and XFL? We know the level of players, that was a given before it started, but the changes that the XFL uses for their rules, I just mentioned one. If there's another one that you think is even more compelling, what would it be?
Well, it's one that we haven't seen yet, and that's the new overtime rules, right? So basically giving both teams the chance to get on the field, right? So you're going to have both the offense and the defense for both teams on the field at the same time at the opposite end zones, kind of adopting the soccer or hockey shootout rules where best of five, whoever gets the most points at the end of that wins. If it's still tie, then it becomes out shootout rules, right, to where whoever gets the first score wins. So there's no ties in this league. I think that's going to be exciting when we see it. The other one to bring up really is that multiple forward pass, which we saw first attempt today in the D.C. game against New York. Once D.C. kind of knew they were going to win this game, they opted for that double multiple pass on a 3-point conversion. So they kind of knocked two new rules out in once there.
Credit to them. And, yes, they won going away today over New York. like a good attorney, you're supposed to know the answer to the question before you ask it. But I'm telling you ahead of time, I got no idea the answer to this question. I hope you do. I apologize if you don't. Another one of the differences in the NFL games, the XFL games as compared to the NFL games, is the way that they created the kickoff, which has become a bit of an issue, if not eyesore, if not legal problem for the NFL over the last couple of decades. And they've done several things to try and change and or rearrange. And I had never heard anyone propose the actual implementation of what the XFL has done with the kickoff. Who should get credit for that? Do you know? I don't, and I'd like to give them a ton of credit because I put too many hours into thinking about it to try and give the NFL a helping hand, and I never figured out anything the way the new XFL kickoff has been created. Who gets credit for that?
You know, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to credit the Canadian Football League for that one. It's similar. It's still a little bit different up in Canada. They have a halo rule to where nobody can move within 5 yards of the ball, things of that nature. But overall, it's still very similar. And it really comes down to player safety. And, you know, when you look at the different caliber of players between the NFL and the XFL, it kind of makes sense as well. There's no reason for the players to be running all the way down the field. Save some of that leg strength for the meaningful plays, right?
And cut down on injuries. I think that's the most important thing that it does here. You still have the capability of big play. We haven't seen a real big kickoff return yet. A couple decent ones. So I'll take the compromise if it's going to bring safety. I think it's actually been unbelievably good so far. Give credit where credit is due. All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I need you to play defender. A guy like Cardale Jones has gotten off to a fast start. He was a guy who I loved at Ohio State. No, he was just there short term. I thought he had a chance to step into the NFL, be a starting quarterback. It didn't work out. We can go back and analyze Cardale's NFL career and point to reasons why it may or may not have worked out and or excuses that we want to give him. But it didn't. We know that's the case. He's still relatively young, so it might down the road. But he's flashing here in the XFL in the first couple of weeks. If I'm an NFL fan who looks at that and says, come on, he's a scrub who couldn't even make it in the NFL, and he's showing as one of the best quarterbacks in the XFL, why would I watch this product when they're just taking guys who weren't good enough to compete in the real league and watching them play to a star-type level in the new league? How would you defend that from an XFL standpoint?
Yeah, I would compare it to college football, right? So when you look at college, a majority of these guys don't make it to the NFL, but it's still entertaining, good football, right? And I think the XFL is going to find that sweet spot to where, of course, they're going to have attrition every year where some of these guys move into the NFL, but they're also going to find those guys that are just a perfect match for the XFL, right, to where they're going to continue their careers and, you know, pending that the XFL continues to be sustainable and they're around for many years to come, hopefully, right? Knock on wood. But that's the way I would defend it, right? Just because they're not NFL caliber doesn't mean that they're not good football players and that they can't put on a quality game. And the example you use right there, Cardale Jones, is a great example. And even when you look down at Houston with P.J. Walker as quarterback, that was somebody that I think surprised a lot of people last week. A lot of people didn't know his name that do know his name now after those 4 touchdowns, 25 unanswered points. He's found his sweet spot in the league, and the XFL's found, you know, a star quarterback for them as well.
I did know his name because he was a collegiate classmate of my daughter at Temple. So I've been watching him follow PJ for a while, or Philip, as he was called in class during his Owl days on North Broad in Philadelphia. All right, so a couple of weeks in, they've gotten some major network days. They're spreading the broadcasts all over to several different networks. It has been a success to this point. When they don't have major network play, is that a step back? Is it something that they can actually take advantage of? To this point, the TV deal that has been struck and cut and the early returns and ratings have been dynamite. What does the XFL have to do to keep this up ratings-wise?
Well, the they just need to keep the quality of game up like they have. Like I said, the games were a little bit lower scoring today. I expect to see a little bit difference tomorrow. But as long as they can keep the quality of play up, keep the fans engaged, and really, if you look at what the things that they're doing on social media, all of their teams as well as the league is doing pretty good when it comes to, you know, dropping the memes, bringing the comedy into things, much better than the NFL, if you ask me. So just keeping the fans engaged and, more importantly, having good quality games is really going to hopefully keep people focused on it. Now, I don't think there's any doubt that the ratings are probably going to drop from where they were last week. It's just a matter of how much, right?
Now, the first incantation of the XFL was a little bit more WWE than an attempted combination of the WWE with football. This seems to be more just a football league. You can see little traces of Vince McMahon and what he does on the wrestling side, but not a ton of it. Was that Vince just realizing that sometimes you need to separate the peanut butter and the chocolate? Or did someone advise him that you still have certain things that you can use in your marketing and your like to make this work? How did we get this different XFL brand from when they tried it a decade plus ago?
You know, that really comes down to the first hire. So the first XFL hire after it was announced by Vince McMahon was Oliver Luck. And he's pretty much been given the reins to run the league. Now, I'm sure, you know, Vince McMahon has some say in some of these things, but overall, he's done a pretty good job just letting Commissioner Luck run things from the get-go. And so far, Oliver Luck's done a great job bringing the right people in to the right positions to make the right decisions, which have ultimately led to some great partners, right? We see St. Louis has partnered with McDonald's, Kroger sponsoring the Roughnecks here. And throughout the league, we're seeing all sorts of great partnerships. We see the TV broadcast deals. And everything that Oliver Luck has done so far has really made this feel like a football league and not some extension of the WWE. And if you ask me, he's the perfect person to bring because arguably he's led the most successful spring league in the NFL Europe, right? He was there for almost a decade running things. He has some experience in other sports, booting up the Houston Dynamo, with the MLS, and now he's here with the XFL, and so far so good, right? And as long as he's still in charge, I think we're in good hands.
And well, I'll give Commissioner Luck a lot of credit too. The one thing I will complain about is, I'm sorry, there is one and only one Dragon team, and that's Barcelona. And they're trying to run that in Seattle today. And I know they got the win, so more power to the win. But should have kept that nickname from NFL Europe. Great stuff. Appreciate you coming on board, Stefan. I'll be tuned. Let me once again, and this time I will get it 100% right. XFLNewsroom.com is the spot for Stefan's show. I'll give it a listen. Thanks much for hopping on with us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. That's Stefan Rejcik, XFLNewsroom.com, host of the XFL Weekly Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.